But right now, we have to do something we call the Nooner, Andrew, which is brought to you by the Linden Italian Market and their Linden Club, who is this year's champion of Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com. Andrew, what do you got today?
Well, our lead story makes Nooner history because it's the first time ever that the country of Lithuania is involved.
No, and it's always involved.
You guys know how much I love my heritage and how much culture I get out of it, but this story is the proudest I've ever felt for my people.
Really?
Yes.
He wears that Lituva hat.
Yeah. I actually wore a shirt yesterday, too.
Yeah.
So I know you guys don't know this, but the capital city of Lithuania is Vilnius, and I bet you also don't know that it's becoming one of the most popular places to travel to for people who live in Europe and Asia.
Vilnius.
Yes. Well, because their economy is not that strong, they are using this idea of being a place for tourists, and they're running with it, and they're going to make some more money doing so, and that's why they came up with their new slogan.
They got to create buzz.
They have a new online advertising campaign, and they will also place it on billboards in surrounding countries, and it shows a photo of a woman clinging onto a blanket, and that blanket is made of the map of Europe, and her hand is right on Lithuania. Now, along with the picture, they have the following words, and it's so great that I even had to clean it up for the radio. So, Jason, think of your boy Claude Giroux, a.k.a. G. The slogan reads, Vilnius, the Giroux spot of Europe. The campaign also reads, no one knows where it is, but when you find it, it's amazing.
Oh.
Of course, there is some anger coming from the Catholic Church and members of government in Lithuania, but I am proud of this advertisement, and I am proud to be a Lithuanian.
See, the Lithuanians and a lot of the European people are not uptight, Harry.
Yeah, I know.
So you can like put up stuff here. Goodness. Put something up like that, it's an outrage.
People are freaking out because people are wearing thongs on Ocean City Beach.
Yeah, guys are walking around naked.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's a good story. Yeah. I love the alacrity. He was up on his skates to deliver that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Oh, his homeland coming into the Nooner.
Speaking of Giroux spots, we are hanging around the same area in this story, and it is a reason why a Hall of Fame basketball player did not become a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know if you guys heard this story, but back in 1980, the Utah Jazz waived Hall of Fame point guard Pistol Pete Maravich when they realized he was at the end of his career with a ton of injuries, and he would be a free agent at the end of the season. So they gave him a shot to join a team in the playoff hunt, and nobody was going to trade for him at the time. So there were two teams interested in the East, the Boston Celtics and your Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
Now, according to this story, the Sixers were actually the front runners in landing Pistol Pete, but they brought him in for a physical to examine his knee, which had a history of being injured. The knee was cleared, so you expect that the next step was to sign him, right?
Right.
Wrong. Because the physician at Temple University Hospital was going to force Maravich to take a rectal exam.
But what?
Pistol Pete refused to do so because it had nothing to do with his knee.
Well, he's checking him for a prostate.
So he ended up walking out of the hospital. Yeah, exactly. He walked out of the hospital outraged, called Boston, and said, I'm signing with the Celtics.
Is that right?
So that is why Pistol Pete was not a Sixer.
I never heard that.
I can't believe that comes out. That's from 1980, you said, Andrew.
Yes.
It's 2008.
Wow.
And that just comes out now.
2018.
Or 2018, sorry. 28 years later, and boom.
28?
Yeah, what is it, 38?
38.
38 years later. Yeah. Bad math out of me. I'm stuck in 2008 here.
Isn't Claude Giroux 28?
He says, no, he's 30.
Oh.
His number.
Oh, yeah. His number's 28. Yeah.
That's why you had 28 on your mind.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
But he goes, you want to check my key, sir? I'm done.
I'm out.
I guess he doesn't take any crap.
Yeah, now he was basically shocked then.
You didn't let that joke just gloss over? That was a good one, Harry.
Yeah. He was basically shot.
I know.
He always had those floppy socks.
So would he help them in 1980 in the finals?
Yeah, I don't know.
No? Wouldn't have mattered?
Not a big loss, but that's a crazy story.
Yeah, they got over the hump in 83.
Yeah.
And won the title, but lost in the finals in 1980, if I do recall.
Yeah, for some reason, is your internet working here?
Yeah, it seems fine.
Why? Mine is not happening.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Not going to be dealing with that much longer.
All right, last one here, and you need to see this photo on at 975 Midday. So, Harry, fix your internet real quick.
All right,
I
got it right here.
It does not involve a Giroux spot or any rectal exams, but it does involve something that should never have been created. At the University of Phoenix Stadium, which is the home of the Arizona Cardinals, they have a new item on the menu that will try and get people to spend a mint and also put their body at risk. For $75, you could buy the 7-pound gridiron burger that has a 10-inch bun, and it contains 5 1/3-pound burger patties, 5 all-beef hot dogs, 5 bratwursts, 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 slices of chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries, tanker sauce, whatever that is, and of course, to be healthy, lettuce, tomato, and pickles.
And a Diet Coke.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Now, here's the best part that I'm sure will come with some sort of legal paperwork that you need to sign up for. If you finish this by yourself in under 1 hour, you'll receive a stitched Cardinals jersey with your name on it, and your photo will go on the Jumbotron during the game. Now, wow. I've competed, and I have won eating contests.
You have.
I am never going to try that.
They need a defibrillator at that place.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I like several of the foods that are on that.
I like a lot of the ingredients.
Yeah.
Some I can even eat.
Yeah, geez, you got to be kidding. I mean, that thing is enormous.
Yeah. It actually doesn't look as big as it sounds, but by that picture.
Yeah. Well, it's got a 10-inch bun. Yeah. That's a big hamburger bun.
Yeah, it is big. Wow.
Yeah.
That ruins your no-carb diet, that 10-inch bun.
Well, yeah, the bun would have to go.
All right, do you know the caloric intake of this sandwich by any chance?
I read the article, and they said they do not have an exact amount.
But they've got 10,000.
They're going to try to figure it out.
Well, what do you win if you eat it?
You get like a Cardinals, like a legit stitched Cardinals jersey, probably with your name on it. And then your face goes on the Jumbotron.
That's it?
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. Yeah. You should get season tickets.
That's what I say. Yeah. You should get tickets.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.